Bar Hashem, it is day number 14 of our daily study of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs and a little Hashgacha Pratis, a little Divine Providence. On day number 14, we have 14 mitzvahs to study. Now, I mentioned yesterday the reason why we have so many mitzvahs these days is because in the three chapters a day study of Mishneh Torah, we're studying Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the laws of idol worship. There are 12 chapters in those halachas, and we study three chapters a day. That means 4 days. There are 51 mitzvahs, 49 prohibitions and 2 positive commandments in Hilchos Avodah Zarah and the laws of idol worship. So think about it. Do the math. 51 mitzvahs in 4 days. We're going to end up with a lot of mitzvahs every day. So we have 14 mitzvahs today. Now, among the 14 mitzvahs we have, the first 6 are all related to the same concept, the concept of a mesis. What's a mesis? Well, before I tell you what a mesis is, I just want to point out that it's different than something we learned yesterday about a madiach. A madiach was somebody, remember the Ira Nidachas, where the whole city became idolatrous. So that's somebody who tries to lead a whole city astray. A mesis targets individuals. And we have 6 mitzvahs all about the mesis. Okay, so negative commandment number 16, don't be a mesis, which means somebody who targets individuals and tries to get individuals to worship idols. He tries to sweet talk them into doing, yeah, it'll be good for us. It'll be okay. Yeah, it's good. Idol worship, let's do it. That is the prohibition of being a mesis. Negative commandment number 16. Okay, negative commandment number 17 is toward the person who was the would-be victim. There are a bunch of mitzvahs now that are targeted toward this person who the mesis tried to lead astray, that it's sort of, I mean, maybe perhaps like to counteract a certain Stockholm syndrome, we might call it in modern parlance, where the person who was targeted by this mesis might have some sympathetic leanings toward the person who tried to get him to worship idols. So we have a whole bunch of mitzvahs telling the person who was targeted, no, you're not going to take it easy on this guy who tried to get you to worship idols. So negative commandment number 17 is the prohibition against the guy who was targeted by the mesis. He's not allowed to love the mesis. Why do we have to tell him that? Because remember, a few days ago we learned v'yahavta le'acha kamecha, love your fellow as yourself, when we were learning Hilchos Deos in the three chapters a day of Mishneh Torah. So love your fellow as yourself, that's a mitzvah, right? So we need a specific prohibition to override that and say no. But in this case, you should not love this person who tried to get you to worship idols, and that is negative commandment 17. Negative commandment 18, it's a little different. And that is not to ease up on one's hatred toward the mesis. Okay, we have to explain that. Just like the previous prohibition came to tell us not to apply the mitzvah of love your fellow as yourself to the mesis, so this negative prohibition comes to tell us something similar, which is there's a mitzvah that if you see your enemy's beast crouching beneath its burden, do not refrain from helping him. You shall surely help him. Don't say that I don't like the guy, I'm not going to help him. No, even though he's your enemy, actually, especially because he's your enemy, the Torah says, go and help him, and it's supposed to combat your evil inclination. Go and help the guy that you don't like. That's a specific mitzvah, which we'll learn much later. But a guy might think, all right, so I have a mitzvah not to love this mesis, but I could still help him. You know, you can still help your enemy, right? That's a mitzvah that we have to help your enemy. No, so now we have a specific prohibition to come and to override that as well, and that's negative commandment 18. Don't even help the mesis. Negative commandment number 19 is not to have pity for the mesis. What does that mean, not to have pity for him? It means we're going to override another commandment, which is do not stand idly by your brother's blood. If you see the mesis in mortal danger and you could save his life, and you're the guy he tried to target to lead astray to worship idols, God forbid, do not save his life. Really have to go to that extent? I mean, fine, I'll hate him. Fine, I won't help him, but I shouldn't save his life. No, you don't save his life. It's a special negative commandment, negative commandment number 19. Negative commandment number 20. Still talking about the mesis, and we're talking to the person who was targeted by the mesis. We tell him, do not spare him in court during the court proceedings. Don't offer any mitigating evidence or don't try to cast him in a positive light. Hey, he's not such a bad guy. You made a mistake. You're not allowed to do that. That's negative commandment number 20. Negative commandment number 21, it's related, but it's different. Not to suppress evidence that would lead to the conviction of the Mesa. So the person, who else is going to know about it other than the guy who was targeted? The guy who was targeted has information. He's the one who can establish the case. And remember, in Jewish court, everything is by eyewitnesses. So this guy who was the would-be victim of the Mesas, he has to give up all the condemning information, and it's a negative prohibition specifically not to suppress any information, evidence that would lead to the conviction of the Mesas. And that's it. Those are six mitzvahs all having to do with the Mesas. Negative commandment 26 is the prohibition against prophesizing in the name of idols. A guy comes and says, I want to tell you some prophecies. I got them from idol so-and-so. This guy's not allowed to do that. That was prohibition number 26. The flip side, prohibition number 28 is we, for our part, are not allowed to listen to him. So the previous prohibition, he's not allowed to prophesize in the name of idols, and we are not allowed to listen to a guy who prophesizes in the name of idols. That's prohibition 26, not to prophesize in the name of idols, and prohibition 28, not to listen to a guy who is prophesizing in the name of idols. Now, prohibition 27 is different, and that is a guy who's prophesizing in the name of Hashem, and maybe even, this is important for the next mitzvah, he's the kind of guy who you would kind of think he could be a prophet. You look at him, he seems holy, and it's not unreasonable that he would be a prophet. And he says he's prophesizing in the name of Hashem, but it's not true. He's not saying things that Hashem told him. He's making it up. He's called a false prophet, and it is prohibited, it's forbidden to do that, to prophesize in the name of Hashem, made up stuff that Hashem didn't tell you. That's negative commandment 27. He's not allowed to say such prophecy that he made up. And then negative commandment 29 is for the rest of us, we're not allowed to fear this guy. What does it mean not to fear him? Well, it means a bunch of things. It means not to say, well, you know, he is kind of a holy guy. I mean, he's not allowed to prophesize in the name of Hashem, stuff that he didn't really hear. But, you know, let's at least we'll treat him as we'll treat him like a common criminal. We'll treat him a little bit nicer. It's a specific prohibition not to treat him with kid gloves. And furthermore, not to be afraid when the court does convict him. Don't say, you know what, maybe we're making a big mistake. You know, we can't really convict a guy like this. I mean, he's a holy guy. You have a specific prohibition. Don't be afraid. You got to let the court do what the court has to do. And that is prohibition number 29. Okay. Negative commandment number 14, not to swear in the name of false gods, but it's more than that. Not to swear in the name of false gods, but really not even to mention false gods or to use them sort of like as a reference point where somebody would say, meet me at 2 o'clock in front of the such and such, and he names an idolatrous landmark. You're not even allowed to do that. Also related to not swearing in the name of false gods, if you're dealing with someone who's an idolater, he's not even Jewish, he's an idol worshiper, you're not allowed to make him mention his deity. You might think, well, he's an idol worshiper. It's not even like I'm getting somebody to go away from the worship of the true God. This is what he does already. And this is just how he talks when he makes an oath. This is how he swears. So you have to avoid that. So don't enter into a situation where you would cause him to swear in the name of his idol to you. So that's all negative 14. Negative commandment 8, that's a real specific practice. It's called the oiv. The oiv is like a fortune-telling idolatrous practice where the sorcerer or whoever would light some incense and do some rituals, and then they would make a voice come out from under their arm and they would talk to it and it would tell them the future. That's called the oiv. That's prohibited from doing that. The Yadoni, negative commandment number 9, similar type of thing of fortune-telling and channeling voices and whatnot. That's done. It's a different type of practice, and Torah specifically mentions it separately, which is they would take a bird, a bone from a bird, a particular type of bird called a Yadua bird or a Yadoya bird, And they would, the sorcerer would put in the bone in his mouth, and he would say some incantations, and he would go into a trance, and he would start telling the future. So that's a specific prohibition not to engage in that practice. That's negative commandment number 9. And finally, negative commandment number 7, Moloch worship. Okay, Moloch worship is a very specific form of worship. And you're going to say to me, well, hold on a second. Didn't you just say not to mention the names of false deities? Wasn't that like a few mitzvahs ago? Yes, in the course of learning, and particularly when learning idols that are mentioned in Tanakh, then we can mention those names for the sake of knowing what not to do. So negative commandment number 7 is the prohibition against Moloch worship. Now, you remember yesterday we said there are 4 forms of universal idol worship that are always prohibited no matter what. Let's see if we can remember them, the 4 forms from yesterday. Lighting incense, slaughtering an animal for sacrifice, pouring wine libations, and burning the animal on an altar as a sacrifice. And then also we mentioned you're not allowed to make a verbal declaration of loyalty or acceptance of a false deity, God forbid. But this is a specific form of worship where they would, well, I'll tell you the verse that it says from Vayikra Yud Ches Chof Aleph, Leviticus 18:21. Umezarcha leisitein lahaver lamoylech. You shall not give from your offspring, from among your offspring, to pass through for Moloch. What is that talking about? They used to have a special ritual. They would light these fires, bonfires, on both sides, two fires, one on each side, and they would pass one of their children through those fires. And that is a specific form of idol worship and a specific prohibition, negative commandment number 7. And those are our mitzvahs for today. We'll see you tomorrow.